This audio recording is a resource of the Center for Bioethical Reform, CBR. This and other resources can be found at www.abortionno.org. This essay is by Greg Cunningham, CBR Executive Director, and is read by CBR staff, April 2011. Dear pro-life friend, on March 21st, 2011, we received a message from a 14-year-old girl from Farmington Hills, Michigan. She said our abortion photos and video influenced her thinking about abortion by, quote, making me not want one. On March 22, 2011, we received a message from a 15-year-old girl from Chicago. She said our website, compromised largely of abortion baby photos and video, had convinced her that, quote, aborting an innocent child should be illegal. Still, on March 22, 2011, we received a message from a 27-year-old man from Milan, Italy. He said he had found our website by reading a leaflet. All three of these website visitors are part of a generation of visual learners who need to see to understand, especially to understand, something for which no words are adequate. CBR has multiple goals in this regard, the first being to convince people that they themselves should not abort. We accomplished that goal with the first girl described above. Our second goal is to persuade people that abortion is so evil that not only should they decide not to do it, but that no one else should be allowed to do it. We achieved that objective with the second girl described above. Our third goal is to persuade those who oppose abortion that they have a personal responsibility to work to outlaw it. That goal was achieved when someone in Italy put CBR's abortion photos and or website link on a leaflet and handed it out. If everyone who opposes abortion attitudinally would also oppose it activistically, we would be winning. That is why CBR works to develop effective projects which are practical for any genuinely pro-life Christian to undertake. One such program is the Corporate Accountability Project, CAP. We are preparing with our great friend Doug Scott, fightpp.org, at Life Decisions International. Life Decision International has helped pioneer economic boycotts against businesses which donate money to Planned Parenthood. Doug has had great success pressuring these businesses with letter-writing campaigns, but we are partnering with him to go after the 70 or so businesses which have defied conventional boycott threats. We will now send these companies demand letters which threaten to display large aborted baby photos at the entrances, for instance, to the Olive Garden and Red Lobster entrances, owned by Darden Restaurants, a longtime Planned Parenthood donor. Our abortion photo signs won't merely urge people to stay away from Olive Garden. The horrifying photos will drive them away, no matter what their position on abortion might be. We have been planning this project for years, and as a part of our research, we sent to Whole Food Markets, another Planned Parenthood corporate donor, a threat to picket their stores with abortion photos. As expected, they defied our letter, but equally predicted we learned valuable lessons as we analyzed their response. We are now ready to apply those insights to a full-scale project. Here's a prototype of our new demand letter to Clarence Odens, Jr., Darden Restaurants Incorporated, 1000 Darden Center Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32837. Mr. Otis, as you are no doubt aware, your company has for some time been the focus of an economic boycott whose purpose has been to persuade you to stop all philanthropic support for Planned Parenthood. This campaign has been sponsored by Life Decisions International, but it is now clear that you intend to ignore LDI's concerns. As a consequence, sponsorship of the original boycott is being expanded to include the Center for Bioethical Reform, CBR. Substantially more confrontational, though scrupulously lawful, tactics will now be brought to bear to strengthen this boycott. Similar CBR projects can be viewed at www.abortionno.org. Traditional boycotts make appeals to the consciences of the customers of a targeted business, but we will now also appeal to the consciences of your employees. If we do not receive from Darden by close of business on April 15, 2011, a letter pledging to end all corporate giving to Planned Parenthood, we will commence the display of large signs bearing bloody photos of aborted embryos and fetuses near the entrances to Darden facilities, including restaurants and headquarters. Because these photos can be upsetting to children, we will post parental warning signs along avenues of approach to your properties where reasonably possible. When we show aborted baby photos in public, we frequently receive calls from angry parents who complain that their born children have been traumatized by the sight of what you are helping Planned Parenthood do to preborn children. You can listen to approximately 45 continuous minutes of their outrage by going to this link at abortionno.org. You can also listen to telephone death threats at this link at abortionno.org. This outpouring of anger expresses the intensity of the controversy surrounding abortion in general and abortion photos in particular. It also poses awkward questions for Darden. If abortion is a morally inconsequential act, why do so many people on both sides of the issue become so angry when we show them what abortion looks like? And if the fetus is just a blob of tissue, why is abortion traumatic for born children to see? But on the other hand, if abortion is a morally problematic act, why is Darden funding America's largest abortion provider? All the outrage you can hear in these many menacing phone messages is coming to the sidewalks outside your facilities. Some of your customers and employees will be angry at us. Some will be angry at you. Some will be angry at both of us. But the common denominator linking all will be an intense desire to avoid any location at which we display pictures of the abortions you are helping Planned Parenthood perform. We believe it is important for your customers and employees to see the horrifying consequences of Darden's charitable giving. Our photos will cut through your deceptive public relations rhetoric and help them understand the barbaric use to which you are putting the profits derived from their work product. The Darden.com statement titled, "Our Commitment," says, "Darden's vibrant culture embraces diversity and inclusion as business imperatives. This spirit of inclusiveness is woven into our strong values-based culture. We will confront your customers and workforce with the ugly evidence that your, quote, spirit of inclusiveness does not include preborn children. We will show them that your, quote, values-based culture produces babies dismembered and eviscerated and decapitated by your Planned Parenthood beneficiaries. Few of your customers or employees are aware of the fact that Darden funds Planned Parenthood. Fewer still are aware that every Planned Parenthood affiliate provides abortion services, either by killing babies on site or by arranging for them to be killed nearby. Planned Parenthood has also informed its affiliates that all will be required to perform abortions on site in the foreseeable future. Hardly any fully understand the extent to which elective abortion is an indefensible act of violence which tortures to death a discernibly human baby. Ignorance of these atrocious facts may arguably absolve some of your customers and employees of responsibility for Darden's participation in the atrocity of abortion, but we are determined to end that ignorance. Once they know the terrible truth, fully informed customers and employees will either denounce your charitable giving or, by virtue of their continued silence, become fully complicit in your collaboration with the abortion industry. We are going to force everyone to take sides and give them the information required to make an informed choice. We know from our extensive experience with the public display of abortion photos that disturbing photos will create a functional quarantine of your restaurants. The pictures are also likely to increase stress levels in your workplace. Sustained staff exposure to abortion images may provoke distracting conflicts, undermine morale, heighten absenteeism, increase healthcare claims, stifle initiative, inhibit creativity, and reduce productivity. Your employees will be constantly reminded of their involvement in the atrocities depicted on our signs. Abortion is an intensely personal issue for a substantial percentage of your workforce and customer base. The Guttmacher Institute reports that nearly 1 in 4 American pregnancies is aborted, and that by age 45, about 1 in 3 women has had at least one induced elective abortion. And this is not exclusively a woman's issue. A high percentage of men have pressured wives, girlfriends, and daughters to abort. Some boycotted businesses might argue that targeting them at the corporate level is unfair because their donation decisions are made by regional or even local managers. Others may contend that their donations are restricted gifts which cannot be used to perform abortions. But these are disingenuous arguments. If a local manager attempted a donation to the Ku Klux Klan, every corporation we boycott would rightly bar the gift. Planned Parenthood kills more innocent victims every day than the Klan killed in their most diabolically prolific year. And money is a fungible asset whose donation to fund constructive activities frees up other monies for Planned Parenthood's use in destructive activities. You would like consumers to believe that Darden is committed to becoming, quote, a company that matters even more than we do today. But the way you most matter right now involves baby killing. Abortion not only kills babies, it also kills and injures their mothers. In April 2009, Dr. Louis Brinton, the National Cancer Institute's chief of the Environmental Epidemiology Branch, Division of Cancer Epidemiology and Genetics, co-authored a research paper published in the prestigious journal Cancer Epidemiology, Biomarkers and Prevention, which concluded that the risk of a partially deadly form of breast cancer that attacks women under 40 raises 40% if a woman has had an abortion. See also abortionbreastcancer.com. Abortion also kills and injures the subsequent siblings of aborted babies. ScienceDaily.com reported a January 22, 2010 story titled U.S. Birth Weights on the Decline. It said, quote, U.S. infants are getting smaller, according to researchers at the Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare Institute's Department of Population Medicine, an affiliate of Harvard Medical School. Their findings, published in the February 2010 issue of Obstetrics and Gynecology, suggest that birth weights in this country have declined during the past 15 years. Time.com, December 18, 2007, reported a story headlined, Study Links Abortion and Preemies. It begins, quote, abortions increase the risk of low birth weight in future pregnancies by a factor of 3 and of premature birth by a factor of 2, according to the largest U.S. study of its kind. Low birth weights render babies vulnerable to a host of perils. The foregoing ScienceDaily.com article adds that, quote, in addition to declines in birth weight, average gestation length among these full-term births are also dropped. Even more problematically, the study noted that, quote, babies born small not only face short-term complications, such as increased likelihood of requiring intensive care after birth and even higher risk of death, they may also be at higher risk for chronic diseases in adulthood. The New England Journal of Medicine, January 17, 2002, reported a study which compared young adults who had been very low birth weight infants with contemporaries who had been normal birth weight infants. Those with very low birth weights graduated from high school at lower rates, had lower mean IQs, lower academic achievement scores, higher rates of neurosensory impairments, and if male, were significantly less likely to enroll in post-secondary study. It is a lie for Planned Parenthood to assert that abortion is safer than carrying a pregnancy to term. Darden wants to fund abortion providers, but Darden also wants to avoid the abortion wars. We will no longer allow you to have it both ways. We are going to bring the abortion wars to your restaurants and offices. We intend to rebrand your corporation and make it an aborted baby your new trademark. We have retained the services of a prominent and influential public relations firm, which will help us turn our presence at Darden's places of business into a new media circus, complete with frequent YouTube and other social media postings. If you wish a contest of wills, we will eagerly accommodate you. We emphasize that all our picketing plans have been carefully vetted by our attorneys and that our picketing activities will be lawful and confined to property to which we have a legal right of access. We will also coordinate with federal, state, and local law enforcement authorities as appropriate prior to each picket. Any decision by Darden and or any of your landlords to seek judicial review of our protest activities will only help us attract additional picketers with whom we will focus further media attention on the dark side of your philanthropy. As our website illustrates, we are no strangers to litigation. Increased media scrutiny is especially likely in light of the nationwide broadcast of undercover videos in which Lila Rose and her live-action organization documented Planned Parenthood affiliates' willingness to perform abortions on minor children behind their parents' back and to cover up child sexual abuse and child prostitution. The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to halt federal funding for Planned Parenthood, and we urge you to end your corporate sponsorship. More important than the dollar value of this corporate philanthropy, however, is the credibility Planned Parenthood derives from its association with highly regarded business donors. Your corporate prestige is hard-earned and well-deserved. Theirs is parasitic and a product of deception. We are now exposing their duplicity, and your corporate image is going to be tarnished if you persist in enabling them. We await your timely and compliant response. Should none be forthcoming, we will publicly announce the commencement of boycott activities intensified by picketing with abortion photo signs. Greg Cunningham, Executive Director. Please visit the sidebar on the homepage at abortionno.org to forward a digital copy of this letter to pro-life friends and family. We really need your help. Planned Parenthood receives hundreds of millions from their estates of their supporters, but we receive virtually no similar giving. Please designate CBR as a beneficiary of your will or trust. Lord bless, Greg Cunningham, Executive Director. P.S. Please consider a special donation to help us defray expenses related to signs and security. We also urge you to visit fightplannedparenthood.org and pay the modest fee which LDI charges to acquire their constantly updated boycott list. That list requires expensive research to maintain. With a deep recession and rising fuel prices, businesses are nervous. The Planned Parenthood's corporate sponsors will be especially vulnerable to pressure. This concludes the recording of Greg Cunningham's letter for April 2011. For more information on this and other topics, go to www.abortionno.org.